The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says this year's gun deer season opened with harvest totals slightly ahead of last year and very similar trends in both hunter effort and license sales. Wisconsin DNR Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel.
Our license sales are right on track with where they were last year. Opening weekend harvest statewide is slightly ahead of last year. The buck harvest is up 1.4%. And the antlerless harvest is up a nice 7%.
The DNR says more than 90,000 deer were taken during opening weekend, bringing the statewide total to more than 212,000 when counting earlier archery harvests. Pritzel says favorable weather helped hunters, and more snow coming to northern Wisconsin could boost the second weekend.
Looking forward to some snow coming, at least in the northern half of the state. However, for the next couple of days, it sounds like it's going to be really windy as well. We work through those sorts of things, and it could set us up for hopefully a really nice second weekend. With snow cover remaining on parts of the state after the storm.
The DNR also reminded hunters to keep submitting deer for CWD testing. The agency says those samples help track where the disease is spreading, especially in priority areas. Erin Larson, Wisconsin DNR Deer Herd Health Specialist.
By submitting your deer for sampling, you're contributing to our expansive data set. You're giving us information on where the disease exists and where it doesn't.
DNR officials say they'll continue monitoring harvest totals, weather conditions, and hunter safety as the remaining days of the Wisconsin gun deer season play out. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.